But hey, River Point is one of my favorite places in the entire world. Who's been coming to River Point for more than a year? Come on. All right, awesome. Who's here tonight and you said, this is my first year at River Point? Raise your hand. Come on, can we give it up for all those newbies? Hey, the first couple of nights you were here, you were new at it, but guess what? With that storm coming in, you're no longer a stranger. You're part of the family of River Point. Okay, we've been doing this thing together all week, okay? One more thing. Who got to finally get out on the river today? Anybody? That was nice, huh? Awesome. Hey, can we give it up for our amazing band tonight? They did such a great job. We appreciate you guys so much just for bringing us into the presence of God. And so, yeah, River Point is one of my favorite places in the entire world. And that's right. One of the reasons it's my favorite place is because I came here as a student when I was 13 years old. This is where I found Christ, got saved, got baptized in the Holy Spirit. I got called into youth ministry, and it's where I met my beautiful wife. So, for me, River Point is a very, very special place. This is how crazy we are about River Point. Last week was kids camp, and since we're youth pastors, that's not our area. But we still love just being here at River Point. So last week, we decided we're going to do something crazy. And we brought down our three-year-old. And we drove 2 hours from Jeff City and 2 hours back to Jeff City in one night just to be here for like an hour and a half to get some Snack Shack chicken. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And if you have a three-year-old sibling or you remember when you were three or maybe you've had a three-year-old sibling, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say the struggle is real. Can I get an amen in the house? If there's any middle schoolers who are here tonight and you're like, oh my gosh, that's my whole goal in life is I can't wait to be like a mom and have my own kids. Let me squash that for you real quick tonight. All right. A few weeks ago, I had to pick up my daughter from daycare. Usually my wife does that. And, you know, we live about 10 minutes from her daycare. And so between the daycare and our house, you know, just for no reason, completely out of the blue, she wasn't sick. She wasn't having any issues. She wasn't really experiencing anything that would have caused this. And what does she do? She decides that she's not feeling well and throws up all over our brand new Kia Sorento. Has anybody ever been there before? Had a sibling or maybe you got car sick before? And so she's crying and projectile vomiting everywhere. And I'm trying to just drive down the road, and I pull off on the side of the road and take care of all that. So flash forward with me a full week after this happening, and we are on our way to Denver, Colorado, and I just I've just finally got the puke smell out of my car, right? It took a while to get that smell, because even though after you clean up after something like that, you still smell it in your mind, right? Has anybody ever been there? And so then, you know, we're on a 10-hour drive to Denver, and 2 hours into it, once again, for no reason except for motion sickness, I guess, we get about to Kansas City, and guess what happens? Right after I just got my car cleaned up, projectile vomit again everywhere. And so I say this for this reason tonight, okay? Unless you like cleaning up poopy, you like cleaning up vomit, don't rush yourself to have kids, to get married, and and to do all this stuff, because there's going to be plenty of time for that later. Okay? Go ahead. Give yourselves a hand clap. All right. But that's just some gross stuff that's been happening around in our life lately. Okay, so tonight we're going to get real. Who likes to be real? We talked about being transparent last night. We're going to get real tonight, okay? And so there's some subjects that we're going to be talking about tonight. I want to just encourage you to focus in and to dive into, what we're talking about. And this year's theme is the one you love. Look at your neighbor and say, the one you love. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but God loves you tonight. Can I get an amen? Amen. And I know that we know the church answer to that. If someone asks you, do you know that God loves you? Well, yes, I sure do, because John 3:16 tells me so. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever so believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. We have that memorized, right? We have that down, but let me ask you this tonight. Do you really understand it? Do you really understand how God loves us? And the Bible says more than that about how he loves us. In fact, it kind of talks about how he's obsessed with us. That's how much he loves us, okay? And the Bible says he knows how many hairs are on your head, okay? The Bible says that he knows when you sleep and when you rise. The Bible says that he sees you when you're upset and crying. The Bible says he knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. Okay, maybe that's getting a little creepy for some of you guys, because you're like, oh man, he knows that I thought about that, right? He knows who you are before you even discover who you are. And so God loves you tonight. He knows everything about you. And that's pretty awesome, right? There's a song, and back in the day it was really popular, but if you listen to the lyrics, I kind of imagine God's love is like this. Let's go ahead and cue that song. Listen to the lyrics. When I said God's obsessed with you, just remember, he knows everything about you, okay? And so tonight, I feel like God led me to talk to you about identity, and because, never before has this topic been so important as it is right now in this generation. So tonight's message is titled, Who Told You That? Can you look at your neighbor and say, who told you that? All right, so the first things first, and we're going to get really serious. We're going to get really spiritual. But first thing I want to do tonight is do a little social experiment. And you guys think you can help me out tonight? Now listen, I want to set this up so you understand what we're doing. We're talking about the voices in your life, who you're listening to, right? The title's Who Told You That? Now there was this European clothing company a few years ago who were selling very expensive items, and they started to have a lot of issues with young people coming into their store and stealing their very expensive clothing, right? And they wanted to figure out why this was, how they could stop it, and they also started realizing young people were hanging out in front of their store, and that's not really the vibe that they were going for, and so they didn't want this, and so what they decided to do was they did some research, they hired some professionals, and they decided that they were going to play a really high-frequency noise so that when young people would come by, they would hear this noise, almost like a dog whistle, if you will, okay? And it would annoy them, and they would walk away. Now, the flip side to that was older people, right? The more seasoned people, if you will. Anybody out there? Yeah? All right. They couldn't hear that noise. And so when they came up to the store, they were like, oh, cool, look, a clothing store. And they went in, and they were their primary shoppers. So here's what I want you to do with me tonight. All I want you to do is when you hear this noise, stand up, okay? So go ahead and play that first one. If you hear this noise, stand up. Stand up. You can cover your ears. You can stop that, okay? Thank you. Okay, you can stop that one. Okay, now. Okay, you can sit back down. It's fine. Now, if you noticed, everybody in here heard that noise, right? Okay, now we're going to play another one. If you hear it, stand to your feet, please. Okay. Look around because there's some people who are like, are you playing something? Okay, you can stop that. Now, what's crazy is when we practiced this tonight, I could hear that, but now I can't. So that just tells me I'm on the border right there, being, you know, older, seasoned, if you will. All right, now we have one more sound. Let's see. If you hear it, stand to your feet, please. You stay on your feet if you hear something. Not everyone's going to hear it, and that's okay. Okay. All right, you can be seated. Thank you. Now we know who's old and who's not, right? But listen to me tonight, listen. There's a reason we did that. We're going to get into that tonight, but one of the points that we want to just kind of highlight here is when we look at this spiritually, you know, there is a time in our life when we are young, and that's why River Point Camp is so important. That it is so easy for you to come to camp and for you to get into the presence of God because we have the band, because we take the week off, right? It's so easy for us to come down here, and we can literally hear the voice of God because we're young at heart, because we're here and we're taking the time. We put our phones up and we get into the presence of God. But listen, I'm 36, and this year I'm going to be 37 in a few months. And let me just tell you this, as you get older, there's some other noises that come up in your life. If it's your family, if it's your job, your work, maybe finances, whatever it could be, and those noises become loud, and sometimes it's harder to hear God in your life. And so I want to encourage you tonight and the rest of this week, seek the Lord while he shall be found in your life. Get into his presence. Let him talk to you. Let him show you how much he loves you, okay? So let's get into this message tonight. Who told you that? And, you know, our culture is so different, more so than it ever has been before. When I was growing up, the phrase, you can be whatever you want to be, it meant something completely different than it does today in our culture. When I was growing up, it meant, man, I could be a professional athlete if I just grabbed a hold of my dream and I put the action behind it and I put the work in behind it. I could be a doctor. I could be a lawyer. I could be whatever I wanted to be, right? I could be on TV. I could be famous. That was what the phrase meant when I was growing up. You can be whatever you want to be. But for Generation Z, for you guys, for your friends, for Generation Alpha, the phrase, you can be whatever you want to be, is literal. Listen to me tonight. I'm not stepping on toes. I just want to highlight some things for us to think about tonight, okay? So listen up. If you want to identify as something that you're not, our culture says it's okay. If you want to be an animal, you can identify as that. If you want to change genders, listen to me tonight. Our culture encourages that, right? If you want to change your sexuality or who you're attracted to, you can do that. And culture and the world we live in wants to accommodate you as much as possible. Listen to me tonight. And I know that you guys already know these things. It's nothing new, and that's why we're just mentioning it. It's in our train of thought tonight. It's nothing new for you because it's more real for you than anyone else. This isn't something that's coming in the future. It's already here. And my generation doesn't necessarily understand it, but you deal with it all the time, even at your schools. And I'm not up here to harp on that, but or get political or extreme or anything like that. I want to bring out that point so we can kind of add it to the story of what we're talking about tonight. Because there's so many voices in our life today giving you options and ideas and telling you who you should be, telling you what choices you could make, what lifestyles you could choose, and what kind of things you should look at and participate in. And there's a lot of voices in the world ready to tell you who you should be, where you should go, what you should do with your life. And can I just stop and say something real quick? There's such a thing as an aeronautical engineer. And it's real simple. It's nothing real fancy, okay? What they do is they build airplanes, right? Now, these airplanes are different sizes. They're different shapes. But what they do is they create and build and they design airplanes. And there's a God in heaven who created you to be who you are for a reason. Can I get an amen tonight? Listen, you were born from your mother the way you are for a reason. Now, some of us, we might think, oh, you know, I look this way, or I have this feature, that feature. So maybe something's wrong with me, or maybe it's not, or maybe I have some challenges or not. There's all kinds of different things, but you were born from your mother the way you are for a reason, and sometimes we don't understand that, right? Maybe you're struggling with your identity physically or mentally. But whatever the case, listen, God creates humans, male and female, and that's what they are. There's no confusion. Life can be confusing. People can hurt. Now, some of you are like, where is he going with this? Just trust me tonight, okay? We're all on the path together. We're going to get there. But listen, people can hurt us. People can make us resent others, but God created you to be who you are for a reason. And you need to know that when he looks down at you tonight, here in Stillville, Missouri, down here at the old campgrounds of River Point, that he loves you. That he has a specific calling and purpose for your life. You see, the problem we all face in the world today is this: who are you listening to? Whose voice is guiding you? Are you listening to your friends? Man, when I was growing up, that's what I thought I should listen to, is my friends. That's who I thought I should run with. That's who I thought could speak into my life and who helped me decide who I wanted to be. Maybe you read stuff online or you look at influencers or content creators on social media platforms and they're telling you maybe what you should consider and what you shouldn't, what's popular. But are you opening up your Bible, the Word of God, and allowing the words of our Creator to influence you and inspire you? You might think, man, this is some sort of new battle that we're facing as Christians, as the people of God. You might think, man, the world today is just out of control. But listen, It's been going on since the beginning, this whole battle of who are you listening to? And so if you'll go with me to the beginning, to the book of Genesis, we're going to read some things together tonight. We're going to go where God has led me to take this message tonight. So we're going to go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. We're going to start off in verse 1, and we're going to try to go through this quick because I don't really love reading. Do you guys like reading? Some of you do, some of you don't. Okay? And so we're going to try to get through this quick. And like I said, if you follow me, I promise we're going to get somewhere really good. So here it is in Genesis 3. Verse 1, it says, it should be up on the screens. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it or you will die. And you will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So verse 6 says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and she ate it. Look at your neighbor and say, she ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it. Everybody look at your other neighbor and say, he ate it. Verse 7 says, then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Verse 8 says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden. Okay? Verse 9 says, but the Lord God called to the man, where are you? And he answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Verse 11 says, and he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Verse 12 says, the man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. And then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate it. First rule we want to learn from there real quick, and we can laugh about it, is, guys, don't blame the girl for everything, right? He could have said, no, thank you. But it said he ate it. All right, listen up. There's so much we could focus on in these scriptures, right? But tonight, God's led me to this question for you to ask yourself and for us to talk about, who told you that? In this story, God asks, who told you that you were naked? Why? Because sin and shame hadn't entered the world yet. And according to what we read at this time, Adam and Eve are the only people in a garden and everything is perfect, literally. It was all just created by God, and the enemy, the devil, disguised as a serpent, the Bible calls him the father of lies, the deceitful one. He convinces Adam and Eve to do the one thing that God asked them not to do, to eat of a certain tree's fruit. All the other trees in the garden were okay. All the other fruit, all the other food in the garden was okay, but he asked them not to eat this fruit. What happened? There you go. And sin and shame entered the world at the moment that they defied God. And they realized with the help of the serpent, now they realize they're naked. And they need to put some clothes on. They're embarrassed and they hide from God when he asks, where are you? They said they hid from him because they were naked. And God asks the question, who have you been talking to? Who told you that you were naked? And tonight I want to tell you, just like in the very beginning, it is important you realize who you are talking to. Whose voice are you listening to? It is important that you pay attention who you are taking advice from. It is important who you are listening to. And in the same way, I believe God looks down on us tonight and he's asking, who told you that? Who told you that you were worthless? Who told you that you were not good enough? Who told you that you should be depressed? Who told you that you should feel this way about yourself? Who told you to question who God created you to be? Listen to me tonight, friends. I've been serving God now for over 23 years. God will never tell you. Thank you. God will never tell you that you're worthless. He never will. God will never tell you that you're not loved. God will never tell you to throw away your future. God will never tell you to hide and be ashamed. Who are you listening to? Whose voice are you hearing? Who is speaking to you? Listen, your friends are important. But listening to your friends and letting your friends speak over your life, that's something different. Making sure who you are hanging out with is encouraging you in the things of God, that is important. Because if you show me your friends, I can show you what your future is going to look like. In the Bible, there's a paralyzed man who was trying to get to Jesus because he knew Jesus could heal him. And they get to the place where Jesus is, and he's in this house. And there's such a huge crowd there that there's no way to get into the house. But thankfully, this man had some friends, some good friends. And the Bible says they began to tear away at the roof. They began to make a hole where they could lower their paralyzed friend down through the roof to get into the presence of Jesus because they knew that he could heal them. And in Luke chapter 5, verse 20, it says, listen to this. When Jesus saw their faith, not the paralyzed man's faith, but his friends, their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, the man was instantly healed. Your friends are important. Listen to me tonight. God needs someone who is going to get a little uncomfortable. God needs someone who can get out of their comfort zone. God needs a young person who is tired of listening to their culture, listening to their friends, listening to their family. God needs a young person who is tired of listening to the lies of the enemy and is ready to make some changes in their life because who you are listening to is important. If there's a person or a place or a school or a friend or a situation that's telling you things and making you feel less than a child of God, let me tell you something tonight, friend. They ain't no friend of yours. And it's definitely not something of God. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, if we draw close to God, he will draw close to us. If we resist the devil, he will flee from us. All you have to do is make up your mind tonight that you're tired of listening to the noise. You're tired of the junk in your life. You're tired of living the way that you are. You're tired of feeling down and depressed like no one cares. All you have to do is step out in faith tonight and open your ears and listen for the voice of God. All you have to do is get close to him. All you have to do is start being around godly things, godly people. And the next thing you know, you're going to start experiencing a little bit of heaven right here on earth. Listen, we have to stop listening to the voices in our lives. Listen to the voice of truth. That voice, his name is Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He wants to rescue you tonight. If you're fatherless, he can be your father. If you're lonely, he can be your friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you need confidence and you need your character built up, the Holy Spirit can give you hope and help you find purpose and give you confidence. And I don't know about you, but I serve a miracle-working God, and I believe that God can do more in 5 seconds than we can do in 5 years. Because he's God and I'm not. And there's something about when you get that joy that God gives you. There's something about knowing you're going to heaven. There's something about being on God's team. There's something about knowing that you're forgiven, that you're free from sin and shame, and that you're living a blessed life. So I want to encourage you tonight as we continue the rest of this service to open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your ears, and listen to what God is trying to speak to you tonight. Now tonight, we have something a little bit different. We have some friends who are getting ready to help me out with a little thing that we've put together, and they're going to share their testimonies to you. And I want you to try to read these things. I want you to be encouraged by these people. And I want you to think about, what has God done in my life? And if maybe the answer, he hasn't done those things in my life, I want you to know tonight that he can. All we have to do is listen to his voice. All we have to do is give him the opportunity to. So they're going to play this song, and I want you guys to focus right here in the center of the room and let God bless you tonight.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? That the bright morning star will choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. Of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. Wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, can you show me who I am? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. The voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Vapor in the wind, still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you show me who I am. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done.
Can we give it up for all these guys tonight? Come on. love the opportunity that I get to speak into your life and to encourage you and remind you what God's word says about you. I love it when we can get real. I love it when we get to talk about the stuff that's maybe not popular to talk about, but I enjoy God speaking into our lives. And I love it when God creates an atmosphere like he's ready to create here tonight where lives can be changed. Tonight is one of those nights. It can be a life-changing moment if you allow it. And I want to revisit that question again. Who are you listening to? I hope that you'll listen to the voice of truth tonight, the voice that speaks blessings over you in your life, the voice that speaks love over you, the voice that speaks plans and purposes over you. I hope you're listening to the voice of your heavenly Father tonight, because he's calling out your name. He's looking for you. He's waiting on you tonight. And all you have to do is turn to him. All you have to do is let him into your life tonight. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me all over the room tonight? God, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice tonight. God, I know that you're speaking to this generation. You're speaking to this room. You're asking us the question, who are we listening to? Are we listening to the noise of the world? Are we listening to culture? Are we listening to social media? Are we listening to things that and people that we've never even met? Are we listening to our Heavenly Father who allowed us and created us into existence? Us tonight, because I believe there's some students in this place who know they've been listening to the wrong things and they need to listen to your voice. There's some students tonight that need to be set free. There's some students who need to lay some things down in this room tonight and never pick them up again. God, speak and move right now with every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. If you're in this place, you're here tonight, you say, Pastor Phil, it's been kind of a different night, but God knew exactly what he was doing because he's speaking to me. He's tugging on my heart tonight. I don't know exactly what to do. I don't know what the next steps are, but I know that he's speaking to me because I've been listening to the wrong things in my life. Would you just slip up your hand and say, that's me? I can be real tonight and say, I need to listen for God's voice and turn down the noise in my life. Maybe turn off the social media in my life. Turn off the addictions in my life and listen to my Heavenly Father's voice. Thank you for those hands all over the room tonight. You can put them down for just a moment. Maybe you're here tonight and you know you've been looking at, listening to, paying attention, following the wrong things. You've been struggling. Listen, as a teenager, I struggled. I went back and forth every week for a long time, being a Christian and then showing up to youth group and being like, man, as soon as they open that altar, I need to run to it because I've been messing up all week. And I did that over and over again, what seemed like for several years, because I struggled. And if you're here tonight, and you're one of those students and you struggle, but you're trying. You're trying to give your best and you need a breakthrough moment. You need a defining moment where God's going to step in and something's going to change. And tonight you're going to lay it down and never return to it again. If that's you and God's speaking to you, would you just slip up your hand and say, that's me. I need a breakthrough moment tonight. I need something to happen because I'm on the end of my rope. I'm on the edge. I don't know what's going to happen, but I need God to do something tonight. Listen, God sees your hand tonight. Doesn't matter if your friend sees your hand or not. God sees your hand tonight. Thank you for those hands. Here's what I would love to do. You can put your hands down. I'm going to say a prayer over you. And either during the prayer or after the prayer, I want you to come. I want you to find a place up front to kneel, or maybe just to sit. And this isn't the moment where we hug all over our friends. This is the moment where we search and we push in for freedom for ourselves, to lay those things down, to listen for the voice of God, to seek Him. And then in a few moments, we're going to challenge you to go after God with all your heart, to lift your hands, to jump up and down, to shout praises to Him. But right now, in this moment, would you take the next step besides raising your hands and find a place to just get alone and search and listen for God? So as I begin to pray, would you just begin to come up to the front right now? Father, I thank you for every student that's here tonight. God, I know you're speaking. And I know you're moving as they begin to just to find a place across the front to pray, to ask you to move. Show up in this place, Jesus. Have your way in this place tonight, God. We thank you. As they sing this song, we're going to come back in a moment, but just seek after God. If there's not enough room up here, just go ahead and find a seat right there. But get out of your chairs if that's you. If you're making a decision, get out of your chairs and come towards the front. If our youth pastors, if our staff and interns could just begin to lift our hands towards our students, just pray for them.